Second extract.
Dear Brother Lay, my mind has been exercised considerably upon one or two points. When I get where I'm writing letters to you night after night in my sleep, I then think it time to carry out my convictions of duty. When I was shown that Dr. Jackson erred in some things in regard to the instructions he gave to his patients, I saw that you had received the same ideas in many things, and that the time would come when you would see correctly in regard to the matter. These are concerning work and amusements. I was shown in 9 cases out of 10 that to allow light work, and even to urge it upon most of the patients, would prove more beneficial than to urge them to remain inactive and idle. There needs to be a power of the will kept active, which is the greatest help to recover the health and to arouse the dormant faculties. Remove all labor from those who have been overtaxed all their lives, and in 9 cases out of 10, the change will prove an injury. This instruction has proved one of the greatest injuries to my husband. I was shown that physical, outdoor exercise was far preferable to indoor. But if this cannot be brought about, light employment would occupy and divert the mind, and prevent it from dwelling upon little ailments and symptoms, and will prevent homesickness. This do-nothing system, I saw, had been the greatest curse to your wife and my husband. God gave employment to the first pair in Eden, because he knew that they would be happier thus employed. From what has been shown me, this do-nothing system is a curse to soul and body. Light employment will not excite or tax the mind or strength any more than amusements. The sick get where they look at their poor feelings, and often think themselves utterly unable to do anything. When I saw if they would arouse the will and compel themselves every day to do an amount of physical labor, they would be far happier and improve much faster. I shall write more fully upon this point hereafter. Note: I understand from a recent Rochester paper that card playing is no longer practiced as an amusement at our home in Dansville, New York.